get started. Okay. Welcome, everybody. This is very, very exciting. First of all, I'm Emma Katz. For anyone who I have not yet met, most names look familiar to me, but for anyone who is this is your first experience with Neely, welcome to Neely. We are so excited to have you learning together with us. This new program that we are going to be starting, Halicha, is a product of many, many conversations, many, many requests over the years of the incredible women of our community who just want more opportunities to learn, that want to be able to engage with Torah in as many ways as possible. And no matter what we offer, it's I want more intense, I really want to be able to just learn and learn and learn, and that is so inspiring. And whenever we are able to take the requests of these incredible women and put them into fruition, it is a really exciting moment. So thank you to everyone who made it possible and to all of you who registered to join. In Yirtzeh Hashem, we are going to be learning together once a week over the next coming months, and I'm really, really excited about being able to do that together. So without further ado, to introduce the real star of the evening, thank you so much, Rabbi Leibowitz. Introducing Rabbi Ari Leibowitz. Rabbi Leibowitz is the director of Smicha for Ritz. He is also the Mara de Asra of Beis HaKnesses of North Woodmere. He is a prolific Magid Shir that my husband actually calculated the number of minutes for a drasha last week that Rabbi Leibowitz has produced in 10-minute segments. Rabbi Leibowitz is famous for 10-minute halacha, and it is thousands and thousands of minutes of Torah being shared. So it is our honor to welcome Rabbi Leibowitz to introduce this evening's program.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mrs. Katz, and thank you all so much for joining. I apologize about my background over here. I'm at a wedding now, and I just ran into my car a little bit to give this shiur. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to share a little bit of Torah and really an introduction to Limud Halacha together with you. My task this evening was to introduce the importance of Limud Halacha, of why Neely's project, the project that this wonderful program is embarking on, of learning serious halacha in a very significant way, starting with Hilchos Kibud Av Ve'Em, but I'm not talking about Kibud Av Ve'Em in particular, is such a critical endeavor and such an important thing to do. So what I would like to do is break it down into three segments. First, I want to talk a very little bit, about learning Torah in general, and particularly women's Torah learning, but not in great detail, because that's not really our topic for tonight. And then I want to talk about the reasons that we should be prioritizing, men, women, or otherwise, that we should be prioritizing learning halacha. That halacha, in particular, has a very special place and a priority in terms of what our Limud Torah should look like. And then maybe just a little bit on how to learn halacha, on how to do it properly, to make sure, maybe to beware of the pitfalls that some people sometimes have when they embark on learning halacha, sometimes a misunderstanding of even how halacha works. And with that, we'll then pass it on to the next speaker. When it comes to learning Torah in general, you know, women's Torah learning is a fascinating, fascinating topic, and is really a collection of many different topics and questions that one can ask. Meaning, there is no doubt, the Gemara is explicit in Maseches Sota, that every Jew needs to have the Zechus of Torah. The Zechus of Torah is so overwhelming that the Gemara asks that given that women are not chayiv in Talmud Torah in the conventional sense, nashim b'mezachyan, where does that special Zechus of Talmud Torah come in? And the Gemara gives an answer about how women can latch on to that special zechus of Talmud Torah. And again, the answer and the discussion and the whole sugya and sota is not our topic for tonight, but I was always moved by the very question, Nashim Mezachin, what kind of question? There are 612 other mitzvos. You know, no one asks I'm not a Kohen, so I don't get to do Birch's Kohanim. No one asks, Levim v'Yisraelim b'Mezachyan, how do Levim and Yisraelim manage to have the zechus that they need in order to get to Olam Haba? No one ever asks such a question, because it's axiomatic that when it comes to Torah, to Talmud Torah, that Talmud Torah is a zechus that we all need. We all require that zechus of Talmud Torah. The Gemara's question then is, absent an obligation, how does one guarantee that they will have that zechus of Talmud Torah? So typically, when you have that discussion, and you can study Rav Soloveitchik's opinion, you could study the Satmar Rebbe's opinion, you could study every opinion in between if you want at the proper time. Now is certainly not the time for that. But the question is, you know, what should be highlighted when it comes to learning in general? What should be highlighted when it comes to women's learning? When women do learn Torah, is that a kiyum mitzvah of Talmud Torah, or is it some other kiyum mitzvah? Is it like a regular mitzvah, sasei shazman grama, that everyone should be encouraged to volunteer, to engage in constant Torah study? How should we set up educational institutions? All of those things are questions that, again, I do not want to deal with. Suffice it to say, more Torah is better. And a zuchus of Torah is something that everybody needs. And the fact that that we've seen such a yearning for Talmud Torah from men and women alike in our generation is such a wonderful, wonderful thing, and undoubtedly brings great nachas ruach to the Ribono Shel Olam. The particular focus of this program is to learn halacha. And learning halacha is, there are countless Ma'amari Chazal that talk about the value of learning halacha. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos that from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nothing in this world other than the Dalil Amos Shel Halacha. Now, obviously, one has to be careful when taking an agadic statement and not taking it too literally. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Uncle Maishi taught us Beferish, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere, right? It's not only in the Dalet Amos Shel Halacha, but there's something about the Dalet Amos Shel Halacha, the area of Halacha, where a person can close themselves off and really study Halacha and see the world as a place of Halacha that brings about the presence of the Shechina in a special way. And I was thinking, what better way to, I don't want to use the word sell the idea of learning halacha, but maybe what better way to emphasize the importance of learning halacha than to turn to the introduction of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is probably the most important halacha sefer written in the last couple of hundred years. There is a Mishnah Berurah on every shelf in every Beis Medrash. I would bet if you zoomed in on some of your shelfies in back of you, you know, as your backgrounds, you would find a Mishnah Berurah or two on the shelves. A Mishnah Berurah is the seminal halachic work of the Chafetz Chaim. He wrote many other halachic works, including Chafetz Chaim, which is a halachic work. It is not a Musar Sefer only. It is a halachic work. But the Mishnah Berurah was changed the way that people learn halacha when it came to day-to-day halacha. So he writes an introduction. He wrote two famous introductions, actually. He has an introduction to Chelek Aleph of Mishnah Berurah and a more famous introduction to Chelek Gimel of Mishnah Berurah. Because Chelek Gimel of Mishnah Berurah is the section that he discusses Hilchos Shabbos. So he has a famous introduction about the importance of learning Hilchos Shabbos. But I want to turn to the introduction of Chelek Aleph of Mishnah Berurah. And Mishnah Berurah points out that the main limud a person should do is halacha. And he's talking not only to women, to men as well, that the main limud should be halacha. Perhaps with women it's even more obvious that the main limud should be halacha. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Ches tells us that Hashem is Ohev, the Sha'arim Mitzuyanim Ba'alacha. Mishnah Berurah points out that the Shach in Yerideya quotes from the Prisha that one should make sure to learn halacha every day, because learning halacha is Mevi Lidei Ma'aseh. It brings a person to action, meaning very often we want to do the right thing, we want to do the frum thing, we want to do the proper behavior of an Eved Hashem. But if we don't have direction in how to be an Eved Hashem, we'll end up being misguided and likely we'll end up making mistakes. In fact, in his introduction to Chelek Gimel on Hilchos Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah writes, in the name of Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz, that it is impossible to be a Shomer Shabbos without learning Hilchos Shabbos. I'll say that again, because that's a powerful statement. It is impossible to be a Shomer Shabbos without learning Hilchos Shabbos. And I would take that one step further. It is pretty much impossible to be a Shomer anything without learning Hilchos everything. Meaning one has to observe, one has to learn the halachos of just about everything in order to be able to just know how to behave. You know, they say from the Bali Musar that it's an apocryphal story, I assume, of a fellow who came to his Rebbe and he said, look, if a person only has 15 minutes a day to learn, that's all I've got, what should I learn? Should I learn Gemara or Chumash or Halacha or Musar? And the Rebbe supposedly said, 15 minutes a day, you should learn Musar, because then you'll realize that you have more than 15 minutes a day. And then you'll have time to learn everything. But what's the real answer? Let's say a person really is very limited. It seems abundantly clear that if a person is very limited in the amount of time they can learn and leads a very busy life and has a lot of good things going on, which ultimately is probably the reason that women are technically pater from Talmud Torah, because we live busy lives and Talmud Torah demands on a high level a lot of time and effort and work. It seems very clear that halacha should be prioritized, because halacha is mevil de ma'ase. It's not only a mitzvah of learning in its own right, but it's a mitzvah to be able to be frum, to be able to be a religious Jew. The Gemara Megillah Daf Chav Ches says that one who learns halacha every day is a ben olam haba, is someone who is, how do you translate that phrase? Ben olam haba. You know, very often people will translate that phrase as someone who is destined for olam haba. And that's good enough. That on its own, you know, would be a good enough reason to learn halacha. You know, I want to be destined for olam haba. It wouldn't be so bad, right, if every time we had to make a life decision, we would stop and say, is this going to bring me closer to Olam Haba, or is this going to bring me, is this going to ruin my chances a little bit in Olam Haba? So being a Ben Olam Haba is pretty good. I don't think it means destined for Olam Haba. I think it means much more than that. You know, a lot of times we describe someone, let's say, you know, in Shiduchim, someone will call me and ask about one of my Talmidim. So I will say, the boy is a Ben Torah. So what do I mean when I say the boy is a Ben Torah? I've yet to have someone on the other end of the phone say, really, his father's name is Torah? He's a Ben Torah? He's a son of Torah? I mean, that's clearly not what it means. Ben Olam Haba doesn't mean a son of Olam Haba. Ben Olam Haba means, just like Ben Torah means, someone who Torah is relevant to every moment of their life, someone who you can tell but through your interactions with them that they're engaged in Torah, that they take Torah seriously. A Ben Olam Haba probably means a person who lives an Olam Haba lifestyle, a person who lives a life that reflects a constant sense and latent awareness of Olam Haba, of what we're here for, of what our avoda is in this world. And that ultimately is the way we're supposed to live life. You know, a lot of times people have the impression that the way we're supposed to live life is to get whatever's easiest, whatever's most inspiring, whatever's most pleasurable. That's not really life. We're supposed to live life to serve Hashem. Hashem gave us a mission. Hashem gave us an instruction manual. And therefore, to a life well lived, a person who is a Ben Olam Haba, the Gemara Megillah says, is someone who learns halacha each and every day. In fact, even the mitzvah, v'igisa bo yomam v'layla, of learning morning and night, the Medrash Shochar Tov says, is fulfilled. The Gemara famously says it's fulfilled by Kriyas Mashachris Varvis. The Medrash Shochar Tov says it's fulfilled by learning two halachos in the morning and at night. And that's a fulfillment of v'igisa bo yomam v'layla. So which halachos should one learn? Which halachos should one prioritize? So all halachos are important, but nothing more so than the halachos that come up on a constant basis. You know, Orach Chaim is the first section of Shulchan Aruch because it comes up every single day. That may be the pshat in the pasuk Shmartem es chukosai ves mishpatai asher yasa osam ha'adam. which parts for should we learn first? Those that are, oh, it just went dark here. Which parts should we learn first? Those that are most relevant to every day, that will make a person that will make a person's experience on a day-to-day basis become a more meaningful experience. So Shulchan Aruch or Chaim, certainly. But there are major parts of Yeridaya as well that relate to day-to-day life, that relate to relationships that we have in life. And again, I'm not going to get into Hilchos Kibud Av Va'im, which is the area of halacha that you're going to be focusing on, but certainly there are a few areas of halacha that are more critical than the halachas of Kibud Av Va'im, more fraught than the halachas of Kibud Av Va'im. Most often, I get shailas of people who are struggling with that issue, with difficult relationships, and with balancing the sensitivities of different family members. You know, we're a religion that emphasizes family so much, and Hilchos Kibud Av Va'im is the bedrock of so much of that family relationship. It is the foundation upon which the family relationship is built, and these interactions are hopefully daily interactions. You know, within a single paragraph of Shulchan Aruch, though, if you just try to learn Shulchan Aruch straight, you will find a mixture of dinim d'oraisa, dinim d'rabbanan, things that are l'chadchila, things that are b'di'eved, things that have obvious practical ramifications. You learn a single siman of Shulchan Aruch, and it could take days, and the harder ones could take much longer than days, and people don't necessarily have the time and the dedication to do it right. So the Mishnah Berurah points out there are just so many achronim that you're often left not knowing what to do anyway, because you just learned that everything is a machlokas. Lo aleinu, a person anyone who's ever had the experience of sitting shiva, of going through a year of avelus. So we know, we've seen the books. They're great books of halacha on hilchos avelus. And you know what they tell you? Some say this, some say that, some say that, and you're never really, really sure of like what the right thing to do is. And the only way for a person to get a true sense of what the right thing to do is to learn halacha seriously, not through just reading a kitzur book, a summary of what somebody else learned, where someone tries to condense it down into one sentence. In order to do that, you need programs. There are people that have gone through it that are able to identify for us what are the important comments of the Shach and the Taz and Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Chafetz Chaim and all and the Nodeb Yehuda and all of the great poskim throughout the generations. We're not going to find them on our own, and most often, and that is why it's so important to be able to access these kinds of programs that are going to be able to, that have done the homework for us, but aren't taking shortcuts for us. They've done the homework so we don't have to spend time reading everything in order to find that which is critical. But it's also not an absolute shortcut where we're just being told, bottom line, this is what you do. We actually get to learn the inyan. We get to see how it develops, how the halacha properly develops. You know, when we talk about learning in general, it very often means learning halacha. It just in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, for example, talks about who you have to honor as a Rebbe, as a mentor. And the Mishnah says, anybody who taught you, afilu, and I would have said, afilu dvar Torah achas, afilu vart echad. Vart is not a word that the Mishnah would use. But afilu, what does it say? Afilu halacha achas. Someone who taught, what does halacha mean? Because halacha is what we use as the prototypical example of what learning should be. Mori v'Rabbi Rav Shechter Shlita often emphasizes that the key to our, the goal to our learning, for Bnei Yeshiva, for guys who are learning 10 hours a day, the goal to the learning should be La'asukei Shmaitza Aliba De'ilchasa, to see how the Gemara leads us to the halacha, how to emphasize those Rishonim that are most often paskin like halacha, paskin la halacha. We learn Talmud Bavli, not Talmud Yerushalmi, even though Art School is just finishing Yerushalmi. I know they're making a big event right now, and there's going to be a big push to do Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, and more learning is better and good. Everyone could do Yerushalmi also. But why is it that Klal Yisrael, for centuries, has emphasized Talmud Bavli and not Talmud Yerushalmi? I had the opportunity to speak earlier today with Rav Aaron Lapiansky, and I asked him that question, you know, and should we be pushing Talmud Yerushalmi? He said, the reason we emphasize Talmud Bavli is because all of halacha comes from Talmud Bavli. And ultimately, that's the goal of Limud HaTorah, to be able to know how to behave, what we should do. And let me highlight one more point about learning halacha, and that is what a tremendous impact learning halacha could have on your life, not only in the way that I mentioned before, that you'll now know how to behave, but it makes an impact because it changes the way that you think. You know, for 18 years, I was a Rebbe in a boys' high school, and I used to do this thing at the beginning of shiur. You know, you need an icebreaker at the beginning of... anyone who's in education knows that the very worst icebreaker, the very worst way to start a class is, everybody open your books, you know, or, you know, okay, open your Gemara. There's got to be something more engaging, something... So I would start every day of shiur with Shaila of the day. You know, what interesting question was I asked that day. Sometimes the shaila of the day was something simple, a guy forgot yalav yavo or something, and sometimes it was something crazy and off the wall. And what I noticed over time, every day was shaila of the day, by usually November, this time of year, my Talmidim, 11th graders, started texting me in the middle of the afternoon, Rebbe, I'm in 7-Eleven, and I saw the guy gave the person in front of me too much change, and then, you know, what's my obligation? Meaning every life circumstance started to be processed through halacha. It gave new glasses in how to view the world, a new perspective in how to see the world. And I would argue that halacha-colored glasses are the clearest glasses. When you're seeing the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put into place. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world based on the Torah and created the world based on the Torah. It changes our mindset. It changes our conversations. Because when we talk about moral dilemmas or interesting topics around our Shabbos table, it's no longer just going to be, oh, what do you feel is right? Now it's going to be, what does Hashem think? What does the halacha tell us? In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instruction manual, what does it say? You know, and just a word, I realize my time is up already, just a word about how to learn halacha properly, and that is that, as I mentioned before, some prefer kitzer books, and the kitzer books are wonderful. You can find everything kihilchasa, you know, on in your local bookstore, in your local Jewish bookstore, and they're great, and I buy all those books. I have everything. My wife will tell you I have more than everything in terms of svarim, and they're great for reference, but that's not the way to learn. The best way to learn is to go through the sources. Start with the beginning and see how the halacha develops. Appreciate the underpinnings of the halacha. Appreciate the foundations of the halacha. Appreciate how we got to the conclusion, because real situations often are slightly different than what might appear in a sefer. And I won't know whether that difference makes a difference unless I know what the halacha, as I saw it in the sefer, was based on, where it came from. Was there a pasuk? Was there a maimer chazal? What did the gemara say? How did the rishonim interpret that gemara? All of that high level halacha learning, there is nothing like it. And it not only has that benefit, but it also has an additional benefit, that memory tends to work with a framework within which to remember. Meaning, if you speak to people who are, you know, they have like these memory competitions. You ever heard of these things? So the people who, like, where they just like memorize like a string of digits, you know, and they have to memorize. And so the people who are good at this, what's the trick? They're not geniuses usually. They figure out a framework within which it makes sense. They talk about building memory palaces or memory houses, where they imagine they're going into if they have to remember a string of objects, they remember, they envision going into one room and seeing that object in that corner, and then the next object in another corner, and then going through a hallway and seeing a painting on the wall of a third object. And that's how they remember, because there's a framework, there's a construct. That's what learning halacha seriously provides us with. When you learn it as just a bunch of facts, it's the most boring thing in the world. You got to do this, can't do that, should do that, maybe you can do that, and it's just like there's no rhyme or reason. when you learn halacha seriously and you learn what it's based on, so then you could build this whole construct in your mind of how we got from point A to point B to point C, and you can see how it develops. And that is that it's a remarkable experience. I used to walk into my classroom when I was teaching in high school on the first day, and I would say, by a show of hands, whose favorite subject in the entire world is halacha? And zero hands would go up unless they were being ironic, right? Meaning if, sometimes a kid would put his hand up as a joke. It was never anybody's favorite. And I thought that that was tragic. And the reason it's tragic is that that means that they never learned it properly. Because it is the most exciting limud when you get to see how we got to where we are. Why is it that we do what we do on a day-in and day-out basis? And obviously there's a requirement as part of the halachic system to have a tradition, to have people who are very knowledgeable and experienced to learn from, to have poskim to consult with, and to have a program like this where you're going to be learning halacha in a serious way, on a high level, where you're going to be getting together on a consistent basis to learn. And it's been put together by people who know how to put together serious halacha limud. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience, and it's something that's going to undoubtedly enrich all of your lives, not only in Hilchos Kibud Av Va'Em, but Be'ezras Hashem, as you go on from one area of halacha to the next, and you'll see the impact that it will have on your own lives, on your family's lives. You should continue to keep on striving for more in Talmud Torah in general, and in halacha, limud of halacha in particular. I thank you so very much for inviting me to speak with you for a few minutes this evening, and I wish you tremendous hatzlacha in this endeavor and all other endeavors.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Leibowitz. We really, really appreciate it. I know the timing's hard. You're in the middle of a wedding. That was incredible. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Have a good night.
We really, really appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
Have a good night.